Radio.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is May 25th, 2012. About 65 degrees here in the state of Minnesota. And I just thought I'd share that with, for you know, to the people out in Alaska.
Poor guys.
Make them green with envy. Folks, you have with you... Today, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, again, I appreciate all those that are high-fiving, joining the club. Doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. You can check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Stirring up the hornet's nest on a daily basis, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. And don't wait till the last 15 minutes, please.
That's very difficult.
There's a lot of it does, very much so. So sometimes we just let them go unless we bring it up again. But 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why, Jake?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
It totally is.
Take them out of the head.
Out of the head.
Somebody else's head. Keep them in your head.
Out of the head. Can you believe that there's people that really believe what this administration says?
I've heard there's a couple out there.
A couple.
I haven't met one, but
I mean, they got their little minions through the media.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Yeah. Shooting... holes in the bottom of their boat.
That's right. We need to bring America down.
Yeah.
We're the problem.
Oh,
I mean, obviously.
Well, nobody can do it. Obama can't.
That's for sure.
Destroy.
Anybody can bring it down.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were talking about a boat that went down, Titanic. Now, folks, going through the process, if you weren't with us yesterday and you just joined us today, we were talking about amazing mystical coincidences, as men call it. With God, there's no such thing as coincidence. But the first thing that we had talked about yesterday was the Titanic. Morgan Robertson's novel titled Futility is an engaging fictional accounts of the ill-fated voyage of the RMS Titanic. Notice it was a fictional book. Futility or the Wreck of the Titan recounts many of the elements that make the Titanic a truly epic story. The iceberg, the lack of lifeboats, the number that perished. But the most spectacular detail of Robertson's retelling of the Titanic story is that it was written in 1898. I may have forgotten to tell you that yesterday, folks. A 14-year span before the actual events of the Titanic. The novel was based on a boat called The Wreck of the Titan. Folks, are you listening to this? Here are some of the strange similarities between the novel and the real event. This was a book written as fiction 14 years before the Titanic actually went down. This is what was in his book. Titanic was 882 feet long. His book describes the Titan as 800 feet long. Both ships carried too few lifeboats. Titanic had 20. The fictional book with the wreck of the Titan had 24. Both struck an iceberg and sank because of a gash in the starboard side of the ship. Titanic and Titan both met their doom in April. 14 years prior to the Titanic going down, folks. This is prophetic stuff. A foretelling. I go on. Titanic carried approximately 2,200 passengers, while the Titan, the fictional Titan, carried 2,500. Both ships were exceeding recommended speeds. They were exceeding the recommended speeds when they struck the icebergs. Coincidence? No. That's prophecy. That's a foretelling. Morgan Robertson had no idea he was foretelling of the event of the Titanic. Two more points. Titanic and the fictional Titan both sank bow first. Each vessel was touted as unsinkable. Coincidence? That's some crazy.
Yes.
It's eerie stuff. I wonder what Morgan Robertson, hey, see if he lived that out to see it happen.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what. He probably was blown away if he had seen the Titanic go down, thinking, wait a second, I just wrote that book. As a matter of fact, we have an artist in the ministry. His name is Eric Hollander. He's one of the best in the world. He literally is. He does all of our artwork for us. A couple years prior to the two towers going down, he drew a poster and then painted the poster, and the two towers were the Ten Commandments. And on it, there was chaos going around the commandments. And he was talking about obedience. And I remember talking to him after the fact. I said, so what did you think about that, my prophetic painter, artist buddy? He goes, that was pretty strange that something like that would happen. No, it's not strange. God doesn't leave himself without witness. You call it coincidence all day long if you want. Folks, we're going to designate this show just on some weird coincidences, as men call it. I say it's God, no question about it. We're going to come back with some Tim Tebow coincidences. I'm not very familiar with the guy, but I know he's kind of a hot topic. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Or if you'd like to tell us your...
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. www.sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
No, go ahead, share.
I was just going to say, from what I recollect, there had never been a ship as big as the Titanic, a commercial liner. So moving forward, this guy had wrote the book, and now all of a sudden they start to build a ship that's almost the exact dimensions of what he wrote about.
Morgan Robertson writes a novel, fictional story called The Titan, 14 years before the Titanic. And we just, right before this last break here, shared the similarities. Incredible coincidences. No, not a coincidence at all.
Yeah, usually you write the book after the situation, but this one was so close, it could have been a book written about it.
It pretty much is. Well, what's interesting about it is there was a lot of prophetic stuff going on around the Titanic. Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear that, you can go ahead and download yesterday's show.
Yeah.
But some pretty prophetic, interesting stuff. Even a little girl, before she died, started talking about a man playing music on a boat that was sinking named Willie. Willie Wally. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were brothers. I don't know. Willie's the left and Wally's the right. Do you think? But she was exactly right. When the ship sank, the man that was playing the music was named Wally.
Yep.
Crazy stuff, friends. People on land having prophetic visions of people drowning and a ship sinking. People on the ship calling prophetically what took place 3 hours later. Talking about a disaster that's soon to take place. I mean, crazy stuff, folks. God is very much alive prophetically even today. But in saying that, I had the girls do some homework really quick to see if Morgan Robinson, the guy that wrote the novel, the fiction, 14 years before the Titanic sank, and he actually lived 3 years after the Titanic, and we're seeing if there's any kind of a response from Morgan Robinson. So in process of today's show, if Heather pulls something up, we'll pull it back up for you too. And Jake wanted to shoot something at you real quick, folks. Important business.
Just wanted to give an update on, there's a couple things happening right now. And we just recently released a new column on WorldNet Daily. You'll see it, Bradley, the guy that looks like Elvis with a baseball cap, though. I never saw Elvis in a baseball cap.
Yeah.
It could be, right?
Kind of.
Did you like that one?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to update it.
That's the truth. You know? And then, so on that, it's on the front page, folks, but this one is fantastic.
Fred did a show.
Oh, it's so great. I chuckle to myself every time I think about the story on there. And everybody that I tell it to, I've been telling people all day, you know, this is what happened. And they're like, what? Oh, you got to be kidding me. So I'm not even going to tell you. You've got to go check it out. But it's all about what's happening in your country today. And how this agenda is moving forward in what they're doing. But it's not moving forward.
That's
because every time it moves one step forward, it's got to go back six because they just screwed up so bad on the one step that they move forward. So that is posted. Also, too, One News
Now. On SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
On SonsOfLiberty. It's also right on the front page of WorldNet Daily. So you guys can check it there. We also have the SOL Media postings. It's on our front page
like
of our
what you did there
show.
Yesterday. Cool stuff.
Yep. SOL Media, and it's right on our Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You just click on SOL Media. You can follow all these things through. Because, folks, we're giving the real nuggets. We're not reporting to you what the mainstream is coughed up and regurgitated and got sent by their puppet masters.
Yeah.
We're giving you what's really going on in this country. One News Now also just posted the victory of the YouTube. And, folks, we just want to thank them, the American Family Association. Bradley's been on the show there a number of times, Brian Fisher. There's a couple other folks on there that have done interviews with the ministry. Great group of people. They're cheerleaders of the ministry. And every victory that we bring forth, they're bringing forth right along with us.
And they're
us.
Actually bringing forth a protest against Target
right now.
Nationally because Target wants to test the patience of the American people as well and basically allocate some funds over to the LGBT to help them promulgate homosexual marriage in our country. Apparently, they're not listening to the people neither. We just found out this morning the protest is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. They don't want to listen to the people. Then you know what? They can shut their doors because we are not supporting Target anymore.
Right.
And I'll share that with you the last 15 minutes of the show today because it's important that you get involved. You weigh in, and you begin to protest, because I'll tell you what, if you want to understand what it's like to be a part of freedom, then fight for it.
Yep. And when you see those victories, it's addictive, folks. It's very addictive, and that's what we need is victories, not just talking about them.
Let's get back to coincidences, as men call them. Did you know that John Adams, the second president of these United States, and Thomas Jefferson, the third president of these United States, died on the same day? John Adams, his final words were, Thomas Jefferson survives. But folks, he was wrong. Jefferson had died just hours earlier at Monticello. You can call it Monticello if you would like. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt and the hat.
Great house.
And the bust. 5 years to the day after Adams and Jefferson died, on July 4th, 1831. Interesting.
Yeah.
Independence Day. The fifth president, James Monroe, passed away. So three presidents died on the same date, July 4th.
I didn't know that about Monroe, but Monroe.
Well, you do now. That's why you're listening to the Sons of Liberty.
Close. That's right.
I mean, if you knew everything, you wouldn't need to listen to us.
That's true. That's true.
Gee whiz.
I'm going to turn my ears on. I got two of those.
How about Tim Tebow? Listen, I'm not a star-struck kind of a guy. I mean, if I was walking down the street and I seen Elvis, and he really was alive, you know, I'd be probably a little starstruck.
What do you mean if he was alive?
Well, he'd probably be a little starstruck if he seen me because he'd look, I look just like you about 25 years ago. I'd look at him and say, hey, Tiger.
Hey, Tiger.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you were saying that he's not alive, but he is alive.
I'm just saying if I seen him, I'd probably.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you said if he was still alive. I don't know.
For a better way of saying it, I'd probably wet myself, yeah?
Yeah, that'd be a
That'd be
strange
creepy.
Thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you why it'd be strange, because I've been to Graceland a couple times, and I've seen his grave.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's creepy stuff.
That's creepy.
That will bring me to another situation, but we'll just kind of vacate that and get back on course. On January 8th, 2009, in the BCS championship game, then Florida quarterback Tim Tebow wore eye black with the inscription John 3:16. A reference to the Bible passage that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life or everlasting life, depending on the translation. On January 8th, 2012, 3 years to the date that he caused millions of football fans to Google the meaning of John 3:16, amen. Tebow played his first playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Tebow, I didn't say Tebow, Tebow threw for 316 yards.
Oh, wow.
Pretty awesome stuff. God's fingerprints are all over that.
Yep.
Now, folks, it's also interesting to know, I think it's a sad day in America when you have to have Mel Gibson, a heathen for the most part, create the movie The Passion of the Christ, and the church goes out in the millions and billions across the world to watch a movie that the church should have produced and directed and paid for. Now we have a football star, and praise God for it. I'm thankful for it. But you have a star football player having the boldness to wear 316 on his face. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, friends, and neither is Tebow. He gets millions of people to Google, what does John 3:16 mean? And you pastors in this country think for some reason that it's okay to sit inside of a building and expect people to come to you when Christ called you to go to the world. You have people on the outside doing your job for the most part. And don't give me none of your church baloney. I see it all the time. The obstacle for the world is the professing church. As a matter of fact, the blame has been laid to the professing church in America as to why is atheism such a big deal. Well, if the church believed in the Christ that they preach, you wouldn't have atheists in the world in the first place. But the problem is they got their tail tucked between their legs, hiding out in a building praying for Jesus to bring people in so they can listen to his little sermon about the Noah's Ark.
Well, bring them in, Lord. Bring them in.
Hypocrites. Listen to this. Tebow averaged 31.6 yards per completion. This is awesome. The highlight single game postseason completion average in NFL history. Ben, I'm not even going to try saying this guy's last name, Ben R., second quarter interception, which led to Matt Prater field goal and a 17-6 Broncos lead, came on a third and a 16. You know what? It's okay. That point made, right?
Yeah.
The Steelers finished the game with a time of the possession of 31.06. And at the time, Tebow threw the game-winning 80-yard touchdown pass to D. Thomas, the NFL's longest postseason pass in overtime history. CBS final quarter hour overnight ratings were, yes, a 31.6. Wow. You know what they probably did? Because I think that's cool that they're finding this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just literally the Lord's fingerprint all over everything. What's interesting about this stuff is they probably started seeing 316 everywhere.
Yeah.
No matter
what,
no matter where the little apostrophe or the little decimal was placed, transposed, either way, 31.6, John 3:16, 316 yards, 31.6 as far as ratings. Pretty incredible stuff, folks. We're going to come back with some more amazing God incidents. We'll be right back after this.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer. answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you want to tell us one of your stories, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, we're talking about strange coincidences, mystical happenings. I say it's all prophetic business, and it is. I'm right. Coincidence is wrong. No such thing. I used to be in a band that toured the United States. And I remember I was so appalled by the professing Church of America because it didn't seem like there was any power to it. I didn't see any difference between them and the world. And for the most part, the professed church is worse than the world. But the church is not. You have to make that distinction. The church's business is to make the distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. And pastors, for the most part, don't do that anymore because they're afraid they might lose their money. But the real church is doing the stuff, and you know them by the persecution that follows and the fire that follows because there's ashes all around them. That's the real church. But in saying that, when I was on tour, I started to call out to God. I always believed in God. And I said, Lord, I want you to answer me for who you say you are, not to what the world says they are. I mean, to the degree of boldness that I see with the professed church in America was they would drop four unspiritual laws on the toilet at the state fair. That was a real bold act for them. That's going to get them into heaven somehow. They really must believe what they, believe in that Jesus that supposedly saved them. Well, let me tell you what, he is who he says he is, but you have to take him for what he says he is, not what you think he is. So I'm on the road. I started to call out to God. I was the guy that was in the room by myself crying out to God because something was wrong. See, if God puts it into you, no devil in hell can take it away from you. Therefore, what I'm trying to say is nobody talked me into praying to God. Therefore, nobody can talk me out of going to God. Nobody led me to Jesus. The Spirit of God led me to Jesus, and he answered. About a year after I got saved, a year and a half, I went through a breaking process like crazy business. And I remember I used to sit up there. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to do anything. The only thing I knew is everything was just caving in on me. It was like God totally took me and turned me upside down and hung me upside down and shook me all out. No more of you, son. No more of you. It's going to be all of Christ, my son. And by the way, that's our identities in Christ, not outside of Christ, nor within ourselves. I remember I started to learn how to pray. I read a book called E.M. Bounds. There was like six books in one. It was like a 600-page book. I started to cry out to God. And then I'm a drummer, folks. I started to sing out to God. I'm the only guy that sings in America where the Lord says he's doing it again. Just give him what he's asking because I don't want to hear what he has to say. Of course, I speak as a man. Boy, but I'll tell you what, any man would tell you that. I started saying, Lord, send me. And I used to sing a song by a band called Truth, Lord, send me. And that was the only way that I knew how to express myself. I tell my wife all the time, you can express yourself to God by singing. I'm a drummer. I can express myself to God by hitting the drums. You know, play loudly and skillfully. And I remember I kept crying out to God and crying out to God, Lord, send me, listening to the band Truth. Well, friends, about 2.5 years later, I remember a prophetic individual came up to me and he said, I see you going across the country. And he said two different things. He said, I thank you for that son, Lord. And then he said, I also thank you for that bus. Well, interestingly enough, a year later, I had my son, my firstborn, who was prophesied into the world. And I also had a bus that I bought from Tennessee. Because we were touring high schools across the country, 336 of them in 22 different states. Now, it's interesting about this. For someone to say that this is a coincidence, I say you're absolutely foolish in every sense of the word. A prophetic word came forward, told me what the situation was. A year later, I'm sitting in a bus in Nashville, driving around. When the owner of the bus looked at me and said, hey, listen, we can do this bus for a contract for deed. And I said, whose bus did this used to be? He said, this used to be a band called Truth. This is their bus. The bus used to be called Truth, folks. We renamed it Man of War. That was our first tour bus. And it took me about 6 months to catch up to the fact that, wait a second. I used to praise God, singing to a song called Lord Send Me, by a band called Truth, and now I'm on tour in the bus that the band Truth used to own, sending me to a generation that has no knowledge between good and evil. Pretty awesome business, yeah? Pretty specific business, yeah? Pretty awesome God, yeah? Can you say, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me? We bless your holy name. Because he is who he says he is, folks. Like it or not. Especially all to you, to my friends that are constantly nitpicking everything I say. I'm always trying to tell you, listen, friends, he is who he says he is. And nobody ever told me I did the asking being led of the Spirit. And he did the answering. I did the complaining. He did the confessing. And he did the saving. That's why he's called the Redeemer. I can tell you story after story after story of the awesome display of God's love and kindness through answered prayer in this ministry. Story, he never fails you. He sustains you. He doesn't leave you in the hands of his enemies. None. No, as a matter of fact, you get to see your desires fall upon the heads of your enemies in Jesus' name. You know the God of David? You know the God of Moses? You know the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob? You know the God of Caleb and Gideon and Samson and, oh man, those are those old patriarchs. No, 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 no. We don't serve the God of the dead, folks. We serve the God of the living. I just wanted to share that with you. I'll give you one more shot. If you want to call in and tell us a story as to a strange coincidence or answered prayer, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Let me go to another situation. Do you remember Columbine High School, folks? The greatest massacre by two students, Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris. They shot 13 people dead, one teacher, David Sanders, who tried to shield the kids from their fire, and he did, and he paid the ultimate price by protecting those kids. But do you remember the famous story of Rachel Scott? She was a little girl that was found outside. She was shot several times. Daryl Scott, Rachel Scott's father, gave the following account about his daughter's death and the shooting at Columbine. He said, one very interesting thing happened to Rachel's family, and Daryl talks about it in this book. It's a dream that a man named Frank Amita had. Frank was a total stranger to the Scott family. He lived in Ohio, and he had watched Rachel's funeral on CNN. He called Daryl, Rachel's dad, and wanted to know if he knew anything about his dream. The dream was a vision of Rachel's eyes crying a stream of tears. The tears were watering something, but Frank didn't know what it was watering or what they were watering. Daryl said he didn't know what the dream meant. About a week later, the police station called to say that Scott, Daryl Scott, could pick up Rachel's backpack, which was being held as evidence. As Rachel's family went through her bag, they found Rachel's latest journal with a bullet hole through it. The last entry was put in 15 minutes before Rachel Scott was murdered. It was a drawing of eyes crying, 13 tears. The number of people killed on that very day, watering a Columbine flower that was dripping blood. Mr. Scott immediately thought of Frank Amita. Coincidence? No. Very prophetic. Oh, and by the way, to show you the evilness of Eric and Dylan, they did the murder on Hitler's birthday. The wickedness to the core. Who taught them kids that? I'll tell you who taught them kids that. Why did they kill? Because the Supreme Court said it wasn't a permissible objective to tell them not to kill. Why do young people rape and old people rape? Because the Supreme Court of the United States doesn't think it's a permissible objective to tell them thou shalt not commit adultery. No, they think it's okay. Just go ahead and promote everything and the fuel that promotes the fire concerning rape and adultery. Do the opposite of what God says and see what the results are. Well, we see them. And the American people stand down and let them do what they want to do. And then the American people have the audacity to call them the Supreme Court that doesn't submit to the laws of God. Shame upon America for allowing it. Why do kids kill? It's a different story, different topic, different show. But when I think about stuff like this and I read stories for the first time talking about coincidences, folks, there's nothing coincidental about that. That is God. That is a foretelling. This man knew nothing of the family and he identified exactly prophetically what was in her backpack. 13 tears, the number of people killed that day. 15 minutes prior, Rachel was drawing it in her diary. Watering a Columbine flower that was dripping blood. Interesting stuff. Faithful God. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take a quick break. Take these phone calls right when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You know what? We got so much. I got more stories to tell. I got literally 10, 11, 12 more. I just think this is very provocative thought. And I think it's so interesting that I love when we fall into these shows, by the way, because they're not planned. I think that's the problem with a lot of radio shows. Everything's planned. No, I mean, off the cuff, man, it's real. It's like, this kind of stuff changes people's lives. Yeah. It really does. I mean, that last one with Daryl Scott and Rachel Scott, mm-hmm. and I mean, talking about prophetic stuff, Becky had said right on the break, was she some sort of a martyr? Obviously she was. Look at how many ministries were birthed out of their death,
yeah.
You know, and here we are. By the way, go ahead.
I was going to say, that was her life, too. She was a very devout Christian. From what I understand, the testimonies that you read about her, there was a book that was published. There's multiple ministries, like you said, of people just touring around saying, look, this wasn't coincidence. This is what this little girl did as she died for her faith.
Yeah, and as we see 12 kids, mm-hmm. students, young students, die in a public school.
That's right. I mean, how much more of a witness can that be?
Yeah, I mean, and hello? Warning signs.
Yeah, what is this public school doing? Yeah.
Now it's almost common ground. By the way, a principal had told me that this kind of stuff was happening in schools prior to this, mm-hmm. but not to this degree.
Yeah.
Are things getting better, folks, or are they getting worse?
Yeah.
And yet parents continuously put their kids in public right. schools.
Oh, no.
And I'm not saying that's wrong. I mean, yeah, build character. Teach your kids to go fight and stand up for who we are and our ideals. I agree with all that. But not to this mindset, If they're going in there submitting to the system, no, get them out.
That's right.
If you're teaching your kids to go in to reestablish who we are, a bunch of reformers in a public school, have at it.
Yeah.
But your kids, there's very far and few between that you ever find like that, young people that
That's
really
right.
take a stand, and they're not moved by what they're trying to throw on them. They're moving everything.
Yeah. Well, part of the issue is why do you send your kid there? To get an education. It's because the foundation isn't firmly set. So here you send this kid expecting him to be the reformer in the public school. Well, he doesn't even have a foundation. That's why he's going to school. And then they're going to fall prey to the whatever's being taught to them.
Let me tell you one of the quickest ways to destroy the socialist mentality in this country and the socialist mechanisms. What's the word I'm looking for? The belts.
Conveyor belt
into public schools. You want to shut it all down? Pull your kids from public schools. The American people pulled their kids from public schools, it would be all over for them in 1 week. Hmm. They wouldn't know else.
Yeah.
How to go? They wouldn't know
what
how to
do
go forward.
Do? What
That's
do
right.
Do?
Yeah. But no, as long as. Oh, and by the way, what is it? 98%. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but 98% of those that send their kids into public schools are conservatives.
Well, I'm sure, because most people that have kids are.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about hypocrisy on the behalf of the parents that send their kids to public schools? Letting less than 2% of the people change the mindset of your children?
To turn against you, by the way.
That's right. Thank you. That's exactly right. Yep. To turn against you. To separate you. To destroy the family. To teach them they came from monkeys. In a world government. I can go on and on. That's a different story. We got Julie, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I have a little story of answered prayer.
Cool.
So when I was 18 years old, my parents were looking for a house, and they were debating whether they were going to go through with the loan on this particular place on a corner lot. And I was kind of... doubtful myself. I'm like, Lord, is this the place that you want us to be? If it is, give me a sign. And so that night, I had a dream, and it was a perfect sunny day. My dad and I were in the backyard, and we were putting Christmas lights on, and we were having a discussion, saying, like, did you know this is going to be our first Christmas in the house? And I'm like, I know, isn't it great? And then the dream ended. And then the next morning, I told my mom, I said, we're going to get this house. And they're like, sometimes kids have dreams about what they want. And I said, no, I prayed to the Lord. I asked him to show me a vision, and we are going to get this house. And then we actually are living in that place, that exact same house I had a dream in. So God does answer prayer.
Oh, yeah,
he does. In my mind.
Amen.
And he speaks and he shows his visions. I mean, I was just reading in Acts 10 about Peter and Cornelius. Cornelius is praying. He's not really a Christian man, but he fears God. And God sends an angel to him and says, listen, send to this city, Joppa. There's a man there in this man's house, gives a specific name, yep. says, this is Peter, and you're going to go find him. At the same time, Peter is getting an open vision as he's praying, and he gets the understanding that he's going to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. So the guys go meet up the house. The guys knock on the door. Peter's upstairs. The guys downstairs are like, well, what do you want Peter for? Peter comes down and says, no, they're supposed to be here. I was just told by the Lord. Comes downstairs. And then salvation is opened up to the Gentiles. Yeah. And now it's exploded throughout the world.
Answered prayer to the Christian is as normal as it gets.
That is a Christian, right?
It totally is. I mean, a professed Christian that doesn't pray isn't a Christian at all. Yeah,
it's like a fish without gills, not a fish.
Totally. What's its life's air? What's its oxygen? What's its atmosphere? Heaven is.
Yep.
That's what prayer is, folks. You're bringing down from heaven to earth what God promises through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But I don't think Christians should act like this is a big surprise when God answers prayers. It's an awesome testimony. It only solidifies and substantiates your walk with God every step of the way. And He does it in His time the way He wants to. And when He does it, it's so awesome, especially when He shows you things before they come to pass. Mm-hmm. Jake, for the sake of time, I said during the last 15 minutes of this time that we have on the radio program here, I wanted to draw attention over to Target really quick, because folks, before you leave for this weekend, this elongated weekend, I think it's important for some of the folks out there to understand what's going on. A pro-family organization is drawing attention to Target for donating its sales in support of homosexual marriage laws. I didn't know that our laws were for sale. I go on. Target issued a statement on its website this week saying it will donate 100% of its proceeds from Pride t-shirts. By the way, the rainbow, which God gave after he brought judgment, showing you again how backwards and upside down these communities are. These t-shirts bought online June to Family Equality Council. It's not equality for the heterosexual at all, folks.
Family equality.
That drew, yeah, and by the way, family. Target's supposed to be a family store.
Yeah.
The homosexual agenda is aimed at destroying the family. Just ask Canada. Inadvertently, I'm not even saying the homosexuals themselves are doing that. I am saying the radicals above them that they're following blindly are doing that because that's their objective. Look to Canada, folks. I go on. Randy Sharp, Special Projects Director at the American Family Association, AFA, advances homosexual. He said this. He said Family Equality Council advances homosexual marriage in the United States and pushes for federal law to recognize homosexual marriage. He explains. Target has basically decided they're going to endorse this organization, that they're going to endorse homosexual laws in the United States, and they're going to back it up with $120,000 cash? Sharp recognizes that a few corporations in America are backing homosexual marriage. Just watch their companies, folks.
Yep.
Because people are catching on. But notes that this is the first time that the AFA has seen Target get involved. But the retailer's promise to homosexuals is blatantly posted on its website. We know for a fact that Target is a very gay-friendly company. You may remember a couple of years ago when Target came under heat for pro-homosexual activists for donating to a pro-family candidate for United States Congress. The special projects director recalls, and I think what Target has done is they've folded the tent and they've completely caved in to the homosexual agenda. Totalitarianism. So, AFA, so listen carefully, the righteous, the AFA, is urging consumers like yourselves to contact the corporate office, especially Chairman Greg Steinhafel, who, by the way, shut down his emails because he wouldn't take any more from all the protest that's coming his way right now, and let them know that as long as their retailer donates cash to promote something in which they do not believe, they will shop elsewhere, said the AFA. I believe that's going to send a strong message to the company that they should remain neutral in the culture war. Sharp offers what Target needs to do is what they do, and that is to sell good quality products at a low price to help families live a better life. Now, folks, I want to give you their phone number, and I want you to call, and I want you to complain. I want you to keep in mind, look to Canada. The homosexual agenda is that aimed at homeschoolers and the destruction of the family. And it gives all sovereignty over to the state to call the shots. And you better bet your bottom dollar it's happening here too. His name is Greg Steinhafel. His number is 612-304-6073, option 6. Again, 612-304-6073, and go to option 6 and tell Greg what you think. Because I can tell you, for me and my household, we ain't going there anymore.
Yep.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And we will talk at you tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. Have a good weekend.